Welcome to the Mike Hartman Show. Mike is a performance coach and former Stanley Cup champion with the New York Rangers. Topics on this show are focused around stories, mindset, and champions. Mike will also go into details about helping you with your pain points and struggles and finding motivational solutions on how to have the mindset of a champion. Now, here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Welcome back to the Mike Hartman Show. I'm Mike Hartman, the founder of the Hartman.academy, no.com, and the author of the book, The Healthy Mindset for the Athlete and the Workplace Athlete. And today we are going to answer a question around the workplace athlete. And the question is, I've heard you say many times over and over that the athlete's mindset can be the same as somebody in the workplace. I really don't like sports and I don't consider myself an athlete. Can you please explain? That's another good question. And how I look at it, when I say everybody's an athlete, if you do the similar habits that they use in sports or even in college or professional sports, like making sure you have a good meal, how important is that? Having a good meal is the same as having a good meal, whether you like sports or not, but we relay it to sports because you have to properly fuel your body. And if your body isn't properly fueled, it will break down. We talk about why an athlete needs sleep, 7 to 8 hours, sometimes maybe a little bit more depending on the individual. The same applies for somebody in the workplace. You need your sleep to be productive. If you're in sales and you're exhausted and tired, who's going to want to buy from you? Right? Then we're going to get into the energy. Now, in sports, we always say you want to bring good energy to your team through action, and we can get into some of these actionable items later. Well, it's the same thing. You want to bring good energy into your practice. Let's say it's a dental practice. We use that as an example. And you work at the front desk, and somebody comes in. You have a patient that walks in, and the patient's going to, first of all, most of the time, I can't speak for everybody, the last place I want to be is the dentist. And if you don't have that good energy, and you're the person that's behind the desk, and you just say, here, fill out the paperwork, and instead of saying, hey, good morning, how are you? How you doing? Please fill out this paperwork. And I'm not saying be fake. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic. Well, it's going to make that person feel better. It's that energy that you bring. It's the same thing with a team. If you have a teammate that's sitting on the bench and they're not playing much, they're not getting the ice time, or they're not getting their time at bats, or you're on a volleyball team and you're not playing at all and you have your arms crossed, what are you doing? You're bringing bad energy to the team. So we use a lot of these areas and examples together because I really believe they go hand in hand. I started doing this in the banking industry many years ago. It might have been 15 years ago. And we did a project with one of the major banks, how we took their top executives. We took 140 of their top executives, and we used that athletic mindset, like having a ritual. One of the rituals is taking a walk when you're a little stressed at lunchtime. It's the same thing as we use in sports. We use rituals. I don't mean it's the way we, tape our wrist or anything like that. Those could be those superstitions, but a ritual could be doing some imagery or meditation. That applies to the workplace too. So I hope this clarifies things for you. We also do, just one other thing too. We have an assessment that we take for athletes, a ready-to-play assessment. It's targeted for an athlete. We want to see if their mindset is in that ready-to-play place, but also attached to the ready-to-play assessment is we also have another mind-body assessment, because we believe it's important. The same thing in the workplace. We have a workplace assessment to make sure your mindset is in the right place, as well as the total mind-body, because we want you to feel good about what you're doing. so you can bring in that energy as mentioned before. I hope this clarified things. If anybody has any questions, go to hartman.academy.com, that little blue icon at the bottom of the page. You could leave us a question, and we're going to be doing a lot of these Q&As. I hope this helps you. Feel free to reach out if I could help you in any other way.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Mike Hartman Show. If you're enjoying what you've heard so far, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. We'll catch you in the next episode of The Mike Hartman Show.